Maybe you've heard of dad bod. Well, apparently retirement bod is a thing too, Arch, especially for former athletes. Now, former NFL QB Brett Favre admitted to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel recently that he let himself get out of shape pretty early in retirement.
Probably the first year, year and a half, I didn't do anything. Didn't run, and I got up to 250. And so I actually ran a 5K, which I heard about 5Ks. I'd never even thought about running one, but I actually didn't know what a 5K was. I knew it was somewhere around 3 miles. And my wife and several of her training buddies were running in a 5K here in town for one of the local churches. And she said, "Will you drop us off and pick us up where we finish?" And I said, "Sure." So on the way over, I said, "I may run with you guys." I made it 70 yards, honestly. Maybe 70 yards. And I thought I was going to die.
So he admitted, Art, that he had to get himself back in shape and back in the gym. He says now, several years into retirement, he's actually in the gym more now than he was in the NFL. So staying fit and staying healthy at this stage. But is staying active, is that something that's important to the people that you work with?
Well, absolutely. And I can tell you from experience, if I look at my clients that have the best retirement, it is my clients that are in better health.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really better health equals better retirement. And the reason I say that is those are the clients that are doing the great and wonderful things. So, you know, our clients that are healthier are more active, you know, and they're doing the really cool events and trips because they physically can do them. Like I had a client in her 80s, just turned 80, went to Antarctica on an expedition.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah. For like 6 weeks.
Oh, man.
That I would love to do.
Yeah.
And then I've had clients do Grand Canyon on horseback, you know, in retirement. That's a pretty, you know, big
strenuous
kind of
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. On your back. And, you know, you can't be real heavy or not be in good shape and do something like that because it's going to kill you.
Yeah. The next day, you're not going to.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have clients that just last year, it was really cool. They made me very, very jealous with all the beautiful pictures they sent back. Took their Harley Davidsons, a group of about 10 of them, and went across the Midwest and did all the big five park tour, you know,
nice.
Where they just rode their Harleys out there for about a month. They did that. And, just neat, neat things. But you've got to be in good shape to do those kind of things. And probably my most adventurous client, who's just retiring here in about 6 months, he's a big, when he was a younger guy, he rode dirt bikes competitively.
Uh-huh.
You know, where they do those big jumps and everything?
Yeah.
Well, he still does that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And I know. That's what I thought, too. Now, he said he can't do like a triple jump anymore, but he can do doubles. I'm like, sheesh. I know. And now he's young. He's retiring at 50 because he was military vet too.
Okay.
So, but still at 50, he's going to go from the East Coast. They're going to start with their motorcycle tires in the ocean and they're going all the way to the West Coast. And they're doing a trip where you kind of do all dirt road trails kind of all the way through the whole U.S.
Wow.
I can't remember the name of the trail off the top of my head, but he... Literally, it's going to take them about 6 weeks to do this.
Wow.
And they camp in the middle of the forest and woods and all kinds of cool things. But can you imagine, I mean, riding a dirt bike, and they're going to do 80 to 120 miles a day.
That sounds amazing, though. I mean, what
it
a
does,
trip.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, a trip of a lifetime.
But you
got to
be in good
there.
Shape. He's in great shape, obviously.
Yeah.
His biggest question was, I don't know if my brother can do it.
Oh, so, yeah, brother, somebody's going to have to keep up with him, and that would be a tough challenge for
Well,
that
not only do you have to be in good shape, but you got to be able to ride. He said last time they tried to do it, his brother, like, fell off and broke his collarbone.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Hoping for no injuries this time around then.
So,
oh, boy.
But just neat things like that. So healthy, you know, it's a big deal, you know, especially in retirement. So are you able to do those things you want to do? And one of the things I ask my clients in McPherson Financial Group when they first come in with us and we're starting to do their plans for them, I ask them, what does retirement look like to you? You know, what are you doing? You know, are you golfing? Are you boating? Are you traveling? You know, what does retirement look like? So we kind of know the resources we need to have and we know the income that we're going to need. And what are their objectives? You know, where do they want to be and where do they want to live? And that way we kind of build a plan to make that happen for them. But being healthy is a big part of it.